It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to the show. Kevin Bray, great to have you here on this Monday morning. And it is the time of the season where we just talked about the importance of traffic safety and taking a safe ride home. We had that discussion through the Roundtable of Justice. Another important element of this time of year is donations. You think about whether it's a charity that you like to give to, if it's Adopt a Family you get involved with, Santa's Anonymous, those types of great programs, an opportunity for you to remember those less fortunate. And this time of year can be a very challenging time for a lot of people, especially families. And that's why I'm always appreciative of the great organizations that do this work, often year round, accepting donations, finding ways to connect people through their generosity to those that need it in our community. Now, if you paid attention over the last little while, you know that we've talked a lot about the cost of living and challenges that come with that. Has that played a part in people's willingness to donate to charity? Have we seen a decrease in the number of people donating to charity? These sorts of things are important to discuss, and finding ways to help make it accessible for all people to take part. Julie Fiorini is a general manager of charity and donor services with Canada Helps. I'm happy to say we've connected with Julie Fiorini today, and she joins me from her office by phone. Julie, thank you so much for taking the call.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Evan. It's great to be here.
Can we start with talk a bit about your organization, Canada Helps? I was on your website, great website, and you and your team do incredible and important work. But for those that aren't aware of who you are, what is Canada Helps?
Sure. So Canada Helps is actually a registered charity, and we are the country's largest online donating and fundraising platform, which has been around for 25 years, if you can believe it. It started in the year 2000, and ever since, we have been connecting Canadians with the causes and the charities that are the most meaningful to them, and offering them a very secure and simple way to give online, and all in one place. And at the same time, as a charity, we also support all other registered charities in Canada by offering them access to our very affordable technology platform.
And the amount of money I saw running total on there, I might be even dated by now, but it was something like $455 million.
Well, that is dated. That's probably the total that we raised a couple of years ago. Yeah, so we have raised, since 2000, close to $4 billion have been raised. Wow. Yeah, through Canada Helps, in support of thousands of Canadian charities. And last year, we actually surpassed $500 million just in 1 year.
Yeah.
And so we recognize, there's a lot of generosity across this country, and we are so thankful for that.
I was doing some digging on Canada Helps, and it's my understanding that the organization is actually considered the co-founder of Giving Tuesday. Is that right?
That's right, yes. So Giving Tuesday originally started in New York City in 2012, really as a way to just, take a pause after two very heavy shopping events in that, Black Friday and Cyber Monday after U.S. Thanksgiving. And so Giving Tuesday was born. And then a year later, Canada Helps, along with a couple of other partners, brought the Giving Tuesday movement to Canada. So yes, we've been spearheading it ever since.
And how did it go this year? How was the actual day last week?
I'm glad you asked, because we were delighted to see that once again, it was an all-time high for the amount raised on Giving Tuesday. It was over 16.6 million raised, so almost 17 million in 1 day. And, we were, you know, blown away because that also surpassed our total from last year.
Mm. Julie Fiorini is my guest, General Manager of Charity and Donor Services with Canada Helps. You know, so many people, and we on this talk radio program, we talk about ways we can give back to our community. Many people have their charities that are close to their heart for various reasons. Do we track trends in giving? Do you have any sense of how giving is today compared to recent past years?
We absolutely do track that. I mean, at Canada Helps, we now have, you know, 25 years worth of transactional data, and every year we produce a report called the Giving Report, not a pun.
Yeah.
And, you know, we highlight what's going on in terms of charitable giving trends. And absolutely what we are seeing, which correlates with the publicly available data from different entities such as the Canada Revenue Agency, is that although charitable giving continues to reach historic highs, as I mentioned to you, actually the number of individual donors continues to shrink. So in other words, less people are giving, but those who do give are actually giving more. They're making larger gifts.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that speaks, Julie, to, you know, I mentioned in my introduction of this segment that we often will talk about the cost of living challenges in Canada, whether it's housing, groceries, putting gas in your car. I mean, people are being squeezed. We are seeing that. Certainly seniors who are on a fixed income, often young people who might even still be students or just starting out with their families, it becomes tougher. So what are some ways in which charity can engage those groups to understand it's not necessarily about the size of the donation, just keeping donating in mind?
Absolutely. And of course, you know, the affordability crisis that we've been contending with in this country for many years, even pre-pandemic, is no question the biggest factor in why so many Canadians aren't able to give as much to charity as they'd like to. I would say that something to bear in mind is that Canada has over 85,000 registered charities in existence, the majority of which are actually very small in terms of the revenue they raise. Some of them don't even have full-time staff. They are manned or they are operated by full-time volunteers. And so these charities that are out there doing some of the most important work that's getting done to support our communities, providing programs and services that just otherwise would not exist without these charities, they really rely on donations. And it doesn't have to be big donations, like major gifts, as we call it in the sector. Even small donations will make an impact to these charities that are out there, as I said, doing such important work. And if you're not able to give financially, think about other ways. So can you volunteer your time? Can you give your expertise or perhaps physical goods to the charities that are collecting those? The other way to think about this is setting up a fundraiser for your favorite charity or cause. So you're not necessarily donating yourself, but you're reaching out into your network of friends, colleagues, perhaps your employer has a matching gift program, setting up a fundraiser that can actually raise some significant dollars for, you know, causes that are meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. Julie Fiorini is my guest, General Manager of Charity and Donor Services with Canada Helps. I've got your piece of research here that I printed out that your organization did. Can we talk a bit about the demographics? Because I understand by reading this that it's younger Canadians that are more likely to be non-givers. Is that just because they find it tough, they're on a limited budget, or is it a change in demographic?
Yeah, that is interesting. So the research that you're citing, Evan, actually is the most recent polling that we did. So it's statistically significant, it's geographically representative, and of course represents all demographics across the country. So I don't want to imply that it's skewed in, you know, younger or older demographics. It's actually representative. But yes, what we did find is that almost a third of Canadians aged between 18 and 35, so 27%, have self-reported that they have not made a donation, a charitable donation, in the last 5 years. And that 27% is actually, you know, much higher than the national average. So giving is absolutely skewing older. However, I just want to also caveat that charitable giving and claiming tax receipts on your annual income tax return, of course, we know that that's not the only way to be generous. And so if a younger person is, contributing to a crowdfunding campaign or, you know, volunteering of their time, whether it's through advocacy for causes that are really important to them, like climate change or a political initiative, that type of thing is also considered generosity, but it's very challenging to measure. So I just want to acknowledge that, yes, it's true that younger people are not necessarily donating directly to charities, but they may be supporting them in other ways.
You know, Julie, as you were talking, I've got a couple of texts that have come in talking about the exact idea you said. A couple of my texters have said, you know, times are tight, and it is tight in my family. However, I always like to take part in an office fundraiser. I will be the lead. I will do the organizing. And that's a big part of the way that I can help raise money without it having to be all of the money coming out of my pocket. So I think that's a great point there. I noticed on your research here, two other points maybe I'll throw out to you quickly. One point talking about when you're considering donating or being part of charity and giving, feed your passion. Because if you feel a personal connection to it, obviously that's going to be something that will be more fulfilling to you. That stands to reason, Julie.
Absolutely. And, you know, making charitable donations, giving in general is very personal and very individual. And what is going to work for you and the charities that you want to support may not necessarily be the charities that I want to support. And so it's very important that everybody takes the time to think about this carefully and also do research into the charities that they want to support. And then the other piece of this too is that when we are generous, there's psychological research here that proves that, there's an adrenaline rush, but there's also what they call this helper's high, in that it actually makes us feel good. It makes us feel that we are, you know, it part of a community doing something collective to really achieve a better world, and it lifts us all up. So I think that at Canada Helps, that's really what we as an organization are trying to promote. Like, our mission is to spark generosity that powers positive change. And at this time of year, I just want to encourage everyone listening to just think about how you can exercise your generosity. And if that means making a financial gift to a charity, that's amazing. But there are so many other ways to think about it as well.
It's great messaging, Julie. I really appreciate you carving out some time for us. Thanks to what you and your team does at Canada Helps. And hopefully we'll get you back on the show again soon.
Thank you so much, Evan.
That's Julie Fiorini, who is the General Manager of Charity Donor Services with Canada Helps. And if you want to check out their website, you can do so by going to canadahelps.org. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.